We greet everybody this wonderful Sunday morning.
Sithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu kulolu suku lwangesonto oluhle lwanamhlanje.
This, what we are about to start with, is actually an occasion of great gravity.
Lokhu ke soqala ngakho manje singathi kuwumcimbi onesindo esikhulu kakhulu.
Not in the sense that it must become a burden, or it should be a burden, or oppress us.
Hayi ngendlela yokuthi lokhu kumele kube into ezosicindezela noma mhlawumbe kube into ezoba umthwalo kithi.
But dear friends, what you are about to hear may be critical for your soul and may be a matter between life and death.
Kodwa mhlobo lokho zokuzwa namhlanje kuyisimo esibucayi kakhulu maqondana nomphefumulo wakho okuyisimo esibiza ukufa nokuphila.
Just think of God's omnipotence.
Awucabange nje amandla kaNkuluNkulu onguNkuluNkulu onamandla onke.
If I just think of all the people sitting in front of us, leaving alone those who are listening.
Uma nje sibheka iningi labantu elihlanganyele kanye nathi la endlini yokukhonzela nalabo abalalele ngamagaga somoya.
For each one of us, God has a purpose through the service which we're about to hear.
UNkulunkulu unenhloso maqondana nathi sonke ngalenkonzo esoyizwa.
To some of us, the service will be a warning to equip us for trials and tests that's lying ahead in the coming week.
Lenkonzo kwabani izofana nezikhali ezizobasiza ukuba bahlome, bahlomele ithiyo noma ilingo abazobhekana nazo kuleli sonto esoqala.
To some of us it might be a reprimand where God is telling us to make a U-turn, otherwise we're heading for death.
Kwabanye lenkonzo izoba inkonzo yokukhuza lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuza ethi phenduka ujike kulokho kukho ukuze uzosinda ekufeni.
To others it might be oil on the wounds.
Kwabanye inkonzo izofana namafutha phezu kwesilonda.
For some which have hard and stubborn hearts, it may be a hammer that will crush this hard or a heart like a rock.
Kwabanye lenkonzo abanenhliziyo ezilukhuni, abanenhliziyo enenkani, izwi likaNkulunkulu lizofana nesande esiphula amadwala elizokwazi ukuphula idwala lenhliziyo.
To others it might be an encouragement when we're walking a steep uphill which we don't know whether we'll be able to reach the top of the mountain.
Kwabanye inkonzo izofana nesikhuthazo esobakhuthaza ngalesikhathi beqwala intaba kuukuthi ngabe bazofinyelela yini esiqongweni sentaba.
To others it might be a confirmation from God that says you're on the right way, don't doubt, don't fear.
Kwabanye inkonzo izoba isiqiniseko esivela kuNkulunkulu esithi usendleleni efanele, ungakhathazeki futhi ungesabi.
And to some it may be the guide that guides us through a dark forest.
Kwabanye lenkonzo izofana nenkombandlela ezosihola kuleli hlathi elimnyama.
Just think of that.
Awucabange nje lokho.
And God knows what it is supposed to each one of us.
Futhi uNkulunkulu uqonda zonke izimo, uyazi ukuthi lenkonzo kumele isho ukuthini kumuntu ngamunye.
And we want to give to all of us what we need today.
Futhi uNkulunkulu uyimisela ukuba asiphakele njengokwesidingo sethu, njengesidingo somuntu ngamunye.
Through the simple words of one man.
Ngezwi nje elizovela kwindoda kaNkulunkulu eyodwa.
Which we're praying for that the Lord would use.
Esikhulekayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ayisebenzise.
I'm reminded of the vision that Auntie Antofoz had, Mom Dube had, when She had the vision when she had passed away, the vision of the broad and the narrow road.
Ngikhunjuza umbono owabonwa uAnto Mkhulu lapho edlulile emhlabeni ekhonjiswa kabanzi ngendlela ewumncingo nangendlela ebanzi.
I remember that God brought her to the edge of a forest.
Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamfinyelelisa ekugcineni kwehlathi.
And God said, the Lord Jesus said to her, now I'm leaving you and I'm going to wait for you on the other side of the forest.
Noma wambeka ekuqaleni kwehlathi wayisethe uJesu kuye sengiyakushiya manje ngizohlangana nawe ekugcineni kwehlathi.
I want to see whether you will be able to go through this forest and make the right decisions, not to turn left or right in the wrong way.
Wayesethe uJesu kuye, ngifuna ukubona ukuthi usahamba kuleli hlathi, uzothatha izinqumo ezifanele yini, ngeke uze uchezukele ngakwesokudla noma ngakwesokunene.
And how every step she took, she had to pray and say, Lord, be with me, guide me.
Lapho esathatha isinyathelo nesinyathelo, kwafanele ukuba khuleke, athi Nkosi, ngihole, Nkosi, ngiqaphe.
Maybe through today's service, God wants to tell you who are walking in a dark forest exactly what you should do next, what step you should take next.
Mhlawumbe ngale nkonzo yanamhlanje uNkulunkulu uzokhuluma nawe ophakathi ehlathini elimnyama ufuna ukukhola ukuthi isinyathelo nesinyathelo sihambe kanjani ikupho sekumele ukwenze okulandelayo.
That's why I say this is a time of great gravity, very important for all of us.
Yingakho ke ngeke ngasho eqaleni ukuthi lesi sikhathi esinesindo kakhulu esibhekene nathi sonke.
So we're going to pray.
Sizokhuleka.
And if I understand correctly, the youth choir is going to sing after that.
Mangikhumbula kahle emveni kwalokho ikwaya labantu abasha lizosikhonza ngumculo.
Is that correct?
Ngabe kunjalo.
Okay. So, and I'm not going to get up after the choir, then we'll hand over to the child of God for the service. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that we can have fellowship with you. That we don't have to go through all kinds of rituals that some beliefs have.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi akufanele ukuba sidlule ezintweni ezithize mhlawumbe sigcine amasiko athize njengoba izwe lenza.
But we can simply listen and hear your voice, you, Son of God, speaking to us.
Kodwa nje inkoso kwethu kuba silalele sivula izindlebe silindele wena Jesu ndodana kaNkuluNkulu ukuba ukhulume nathi.
Give us ears that can hear.
Siyacela inkoso ukuba usiphe indlebe elalelayo.
And give to each one whatever he or she may need.
Bese inkonzo uhlinzekela yilo nayiloyo ngesidingo sakhe.
Bless the message in song.
Siyacela inkoso ubusise umbiko osemculweni.
And your servant blesses him as he will bring your word to us.
Bese Nkosi ubusisa inceki yakho ezosikhonza ngezwe.
In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Egameni lenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Ikhwaya izocula amaculo abe mabili. Sizocula iculo lesiZulu bese sigcina ngelesiNgisi. Elesingisi iculo lithi ngaphezu kwakho konke izwe elidingayo lidinga uJesu ngoba wuyo okwazi ukufukula nokuvusa nokuvuselela umphefumulo womuntu lapho usosizini lapho usebumnyameni. We'll sing two songs, a Zulu song and an English song. The Zulu song is a Zulu version of Rock of Ages, and then it repeats the same thing. Thank you.
Voilà. Siyanibingelela bazalwane ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Brethren, we greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu osigcinile ensukwini ezedlule.
We thank the Lord so much for keeping us in these past days.
Sibonga inhlanhla yokwazi ukuba sikwazi ukuhlanganyela ezweni lenkosi.
And we thank the Lord for this wonderful privilege that we have to meet around his word.
Sibonga kakhulu kwabasha sebesiculele.
And thank you very much to all the young people, the youth that have sung for us.
Sixolisele abaningi beyisebenzi, cishe siyaphawula ukuthi abaningi abekho baphumile ngenxa yomsebenzi obabize emagatsheni.
And apologies for all the co-workers that are absent. They are out to the, have gone out to the various branches to minister to them.
Sisenenhlanhla yokulizwa kwangathi uNkulunkulu angasiza ukuba sithengisise ithuba.
So while we have the opportunity to hear the Lord's word, may we redeem the time.
Senenhlanhla ukuba sikwazi ukuphuma silihambise kwangathi singagijima sisenamandla.
And as we have the opportunity to take God's word out and still preach it freely, let's use that opportunity and run with the gospel.
Kuningi okusenhlizweni yami kodwa ngokusizwa yiNkosi ngizozama ukuthi ngikugoqe.
Now there's so much on my heart, but with the Lord's help I'll try to be brief.
Masondeni amabili adlule besise Mozambique.
2 weeks ago we were in Mozambique.
Saba nesikhathi esihle nesibusisekile.
And we had a wonderful and a blessed time there.
Lapha abasha besacula yathinteka kakhulu inhliziyo yami.
And as the youth were singing, my heart was moved.
Kwabekeke ukuthi ngiphonsa inselelo ngibuza ukuthi sebenele yini la ekhwayeni, sebenele yini laba basha abebesiculela na.
And the question came to me, I wonder whether they are enough, if their number is large enough now already, as we have those singing in the youth choir.
Ngazibuza ukuthi thina esingabasha esikhona la esizibiza ngabasha balapha ekhaya asisibonanga asisiboni isikhala sethu nathi la singangena khona kule choir na.
Now we that are youth of the congregation, don't you perhaps see your gap somewhere there in that choir?
Nganombuzo ukuthi engabe senzani thina ngokukholwa kwethu.
What are we doing with our faith to be productive?
Igama elimbana ngesiZulu kodwa liyilona. Angimile la ukuthi mhlambe ngizoshela, ngishelele bandla ikhwaya labasha. Cha, lishodi, nilizwile nje nani ukuthi libalansile futhi hayi, liqhuzumentshise.
Now, I'm not here to really urge you and plead with you and beg you, please come and join the choir. No, you could hear the way they were singing, they were well balanced and they sang wonderfully.
Kaningi amafenisha sesontweni uma engenzi lutho alaluthule.
You know, if you've got furniture in a church that isn't used, eventually it just gets full of dust.
Ifenisha esebenzayo kaningi uzoyifica icwebezela ngoba kuyinto esetshenziswayo njalo njalo.
But that furniture that is used, you'll find it polished. You'll find it shining because it's constantly in use.
Kanjalo nekholwa elihleli nje linethezeke ukuba ikholwa alikhuli lelo kholwa ligidagida ndawonye nje.
The same with a believer. If a believer is just happy that they're a believer and they rest on their laurels like that, well, such a believer never grows spiritually.
Kodwa ikholwa elikhuthele ngaba ngezandla ngaba ngokomoya ukuba ingxenye yalokho okwenziwayo ukuba ingxenye yomsebenzi. Kani ngokuphawula lelo kholo elinjalo ngisho nangokomoya uyabona ukuthi uyakhulwa usuka la uyaqhubeka.
But the believer that is actively involved in the church, whether it be through speech, whether it just be through deeds, other services that they render, but you see such a believer grows and makes progress spiritually.
Uma umuntu omusho yivila bonakala ngisho uhamba uhluleka ngisho na ukuhamba ukuthi yivila ke leli.
You know, a young person that's a sluggard, that's lazy, you even notice it in their gait, in the way that they walk, that person is really a slouch.
Uma esikoleni ubona indlela aphethe ngayo isikhwama sakhe sengcwadi ukuthi yabonake la yivila leli.
And you see just the way that they carry their school bag. See, that's a real slouch. That's a real sluggard.
Umbona umuntu ephethe isikhwama sakhe emsebenzini uzudaba ukuthi hey, njonga kusekuseni nje engabe kuyoshaya u10 kunjani njengoba ezidonsa kusekuseni nje.
Now in the morning on their way to school, you see them walking with their bag. And you wonder, but my, if it really looks like that early in the morning, what will he look like at 10 o'clock?
Kwala benginiphonsela inselelo abantu abasha ukuthi nampa abasha bama phambi kwenu bathi uJesu basizile esebasizile kubekeke kubo nabo ukuthi babe ingcenye yokusiza abangakasizakala.
But I want to challenge you, young people. Here are these young people that stood in front of the church. They said the Lord Jesus has helped us, and having helped us, now we want to pass on that message to others. Now, just by singing in the church doesn't mean you've overcome all sin and temptations. But if it should happen that you should slip up, that you fall into temptation, then you go and you bring it into the light, you go and receive prayer, because you don't just wallow in your sin, you get up out of it.
But if you're
lazy spiritually and an evil thought comes into your mind and you entertain it, and then you say, well, you know, I don't think I'll make it right today. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Well,
that's obviously, if you still have that sensitivity towards sin, to some people they've lost all sensitivity, they've lost all consciousness of sin. And whether they sin or not, it's all the same.
Kunequlo eliculwayo ebandleni elithiye kubuhle bokumkhonza umsindisi laba ungakafiki noma ngisemusha ungakafiki ubudala ngize ngizibuza ukuthi engabe thina njengabantu abasha siyayazi leyo nhlanhla yokugijima yokushumayela yokumkhonza sisesebasha.
There's a chorus in Zulu, or a song in Zulu, that says, oh, the wonder and the joy of serving God in your youth before old age creeps up on you. And I wonder if we as young people really know that joy and that exhilaration of running with the gospel.
Manje ngesikhathi sise Mozambique sibona uNkulunkulu esebenza phakathi kwabantu bakhe.
When we were there in Mozambique, we saw God at work amongst these people.
Sibe nesikhathi esihle nesikhathi esibusisekile.
We had a wonderful and a blessed time.
Nesikhathi besi matasatasa kakhulu.
We were very busy.
Kodwa njalo uma ngibuka abasha la eSouth Africa nabasha bale ngithi ha uma ngaba abasha bala bangake babona abasha bangale nabasha bangale babona abasha bangapha.
You know, but when I would compare the youth of South Africa to the youth of Mozambique, I had the design, I'd say, oh my, I wish the youth here would see the youth there, and the youth there would see what the youth is like here in South Africa.
Ngifisa ngakuthiwa ibandla lase Mozambique lingake libone ibandla lala eSouth Africa, nebandla lase South Africa libone ibandla lase Mozambique.
And that the church in Mozambique would see the church here in South Africa and see how they live, and likewise those in South Africa, that they would see those in Mozambique.
Kuyashisa ke lesi sikhathi eMozambique.
Now at this time, there are soaring temperatures in Mozambique.
Kodwa isimanga sokuthi uma behlela enkonzweni abenzi njenganathi.
But the amazing thing is, when they sit in the service, they don't do as we do.
Mhlawumbe singakafiki enkonzweni, uma bona baziswa ngenkonzo, abafani mhlawumbe njenganathi.
When they hear there's a service, they don't do as we do.
Mhlambe thina uma saziswa ngenkonzo ukuthi inkonzo izongena ngo 1 utshelwa manje abhe uthi hayibo ubonela ukuthi isikhathi nje obesitshela ukuthi inkonzo izongena ngo 1.
For example, maybe we hear that the service is going to start at 1 o'clock and you look at your time and you say, well, you know, the service is only starting at 1.
Bona bahlupheke uma kuthiwa inkonzo ngena isikhathi esithize ngesikhathi esithize akekho umuntu obaqoqa ukuthi sekuyisikhathi umfundisi uzwa ngechorus hayi chorus elikhathele ichorus elivuthayo ukuthi labantu sebesenkonzweni manje.
But if they hear that there's a service, you don't have to trouble yourself and let them know they've got to be there on time. No, they are there before the time and the congregation really sings. And they sing in a lively manner that the minister hears, it's time for the service to begin.
Thina mhlambe siyabuzana, ehe, njoba kushisa kanje na Nkosi yami, eh. Umuntu azovana faka inkonzo nje phakathi nelanga elishisa kanje. Kodwa bona makuthi kube sengazi ukuthi bathi izofika nini elinye ithuba lokuba sizwe inkonzo.
And you know, maybe we may say, oh, service in the middle of the day on such a hot day. Why? But they long for the next service. It's if they're just longing for the next service.
Kune center ka Doctors for Life njalo ekseni kuba nenkonzo khona ngaphambi ukuthi baqale basize iguli.
We have a clinic there, a center of Doctors for Life, and when the patients come in the morning, they always have a devotion with him before they start with the day's work.
Hayi sengike ngathi ukuhamba hamba ngaze ngibone ikliniki ephambili ngalo lyahlobo.
Now, I've traveled around a little bit myself, and I've never seen such a well-equipped and a wonderful clinic.
Mandu, ikliniki engaxhasiwe uhulumeni, ikliniki nje abayihlanganisela ngokusizwa uNkulunkulu.
Now, it's not a clinic that's sponsored in any way by government. It's just a clinic which is privately sponsored by trusting in the Lord and getting the equipment by trusting in the Lord.
Sengihamba hambila ngaze ngibone istaff esinenhliziyo efana nalesi ya staff engisibone lapha.
I've traveled around a bit and I've never seen staff as dedicated and as committed as the staff at that clinic.
Abantu abanothando labantu ababasizayo.
People that really have a love and a heart for the people whom they are helping.
Abantu abangahluphekeli umzimba ukuthi umzimba lo bidlikayo siuchibiyela kanjani ukuthi ungabidliki kodwa abahlupheka kakhulu ngesimo somphefumulo.
That not only concern themselves about the body that's maybe crumbling and falling apart, how they can patch it up, but they also concern themselves about the eternal soul in that body.
Ngihlebele istafu esincane sabantu abasha basebasha labantu abasebenza lapha.
Now I'm just whispering this to you that it's a small group. They're not a large group, the staff there, they're a group of young people.
Abasha banomgomo.
Young people with a goal and a purpose.
Hayi abantu abasha balibala ama cellphone bakhohlwa umsebenzi.
Not young people that are so busy and taken up by their cell phone and everything happening on the cell phone that they forget about the work they have to do.
Abasanganisi ukufunda neziqa bazithwele nemendlela abayifakile kuuniform yabo kodwa bakhathazeka ngomsebenzi nokubona abantu besizakala bekwazi ukubuyela emakhaya kusakhanya.
They're not concerned and overcome by haughtiness about the degrees they've earned, the badges they're wearing on the lapels and whatever they have. No, they're concerned to help these patients that they may be able to go home while the sun is still shining.
Anga mhlambe bambalwa kodwa angaka baboni abafana nalabo abantu.
I think such people are rare. Maybe there are others, but I haven't seen others as dedicated as they are.
Kube sengathi amawashi into engasebenzi nje kulesi staff kusebenza ukuthi nje kusekhona umuntu odinga ukusizwa.
And it's to them as if the watch is a non-existent object. They're not concerned about that. All that they see is the patient in front of them, and if there's another patient that still needs to be helped, they just want each and every patient to be helped.
Ngiyanihlebela nje
Now I'm just whispering this to you. This staff is not of the same skin color as those whom they are helping. They don't speak the same language as the patients that they attend to. They have different customs to those people whom they are helping. But you just see the love and the heart that they have for those people, that they just want to reach out to them and try to reach out to them even through their language and even reaching them through their customs. And although the standard of living is not the same. At some places, there aren't benches. They've got to put grass mats down.
Doctor.
Because some places where you visit or some places where you've got to go to, they don't even have benches, so they just put some of these woven grass mats down, and then you find a doctor sitting down on that grass mat and not troubled in the least by the fact that maybe her dignity is now being lowered, that she's got to sit on a grass mat and she's a qualified doctor. Not at all. So what do we do? We are so used to benches. And maybe say, you know, I'm such an important person. I can't even sit on a bench. I've got to sit on one of these chairs that can turn in a circle, turn around, and that will massage me even while I sit on it, because I'm a minister. And I'm the supervisor at the work. They've got to really honor and respect me. They should know the supervisor's arrived now. Now, you're just a supervisor because you were appointed to that position. You didn't get qualified for that role like a doctor had to go and get a degree. Their humility there really won me over.
And
then you see the children of these people, of the doctor, they also sit on that grass mat and they sit up straight and they look at the minister and they listen from the beginning of the service till the end. If they do maybe get a little bit tired during the course of the service, they maybe go a little bit back and they just lean against the mother or the father, but they still look at the minister till the end. And when you've got to go and visit a branch somewhere, it's not that the family says, well, this is our car, and the children of that family, this is our car, we should have the best seats here. No, they know this is the Lord's work, and if there are other people that need a seat, they stand back, and oh, may our children, the Lord be merciful to our children, especially we are preachers of the gospel.
Ukudla okudliwayo lapha kuphekwa amabhodwe amabili, kuphekwa ibhodwe elilodwa elizodliwa ibandla nabo bonke abanye abantu. Hayi nawe uthi abandla Nkosi yami asichochozisele abafundisi noma ini. Wonke umuntu masidla lokho esikudlayo sidla ukudla okufanayo ngamapleti afanayo futhi.
When food is prepared in one or two pots, everybody eats from the same food that has been prepared. Everybody uses the same kind of plates. There's not different standards. No, these people are more important. Let's give them something better than these people. No, everybody gets the same.
Ave ngifisa ngakuthiwa nje. Ningake nonke niyobabona laba bantu balapha eMozambique ukuthi banjani.
Oh, I wish if it would be possible that I could take you all along, that you go and see those people there in Mozambique.
Sesibheke ezikhathini zephasika manje.
Now we are heading towards Easter time.
La South Africa nanga namane nemthetho ka COVID kuthiwa manje ufuna kulalwe ngokuqhelelwana nanani.
Now here in South Africa we still have some regulations due to COVID that accommodation people should be accommodated in such a way that there's still social distancing.
Yabona nje bakuziphasika nje sekuqaliwe lekhaya kuyacatshanga ukuthi konje indawo zokulala somisa kanjani nalemthetho esikhona. Hambe eMozambique uyobona. They are very simple.
So now we've got to start planning for Easter time. How are we going to accommodate everybody? How are we going to get it right to abide by the regulations? Well, in Mozambique, it's very simple.
Biza abantu, tikune nkonzo, bafike ngobuningi babo.
Call people for the service and they arrive in their numbers.
Mase befikile makunale auditorium sinale liholo lokusondela ilona holo lokusondela sinalo.
So for example, if there's a place where you have the service, like here we have this auditorium and you hold the service there.
Sekumele kulalwe.
Now you've got to sleep.
Ilona lo donsa umxhaka wakhe makunesihlahla ungena phansi kwesihlahla abeke isikhwama sakhe acamela lale kuse kusini.
You just look for the nearest bush and you go and you put, if you've got a bag with you, you use it as your pillow. You lie on that and you sleep there.
Ah, singakwenza thina.
Would we be prepared to do that?
Bayenza kanjani basimeme sishiye ama queen ethu bathi solalaphi.
And maybe we've leave our queen beds behind when we are invited, and now we want to know how are we going to be accommodated?
Ah, laba bazalwane balapha ya bamnandi bazalwane.
Now those brethren there, it's really such a blessing to see them.
Ngesikhathi uhlupheka wena Nkosi yami bazo lalaphi kanjani? Oh, abantu bafi bathi yini inkingi? Ningahlupheki nje. Seku right indawo kulala khona. How? Kanjalo nje uthi hayi ngizobuka ukuthi kuzolalwapi. Uma nje sekuthandazwa kuqedwa ilona lo abesilisa nasi sihlahla sabo ngala, abesifazane nase sabo ngala, umuntu donsa umxhaka wakhe uyalalela kusekuseni. Iyodwa into ofuna wenza siqiniseke ukuthi amanzi okuhlamba ekuseni akhona, bavuke ekuseni bayahlamba, ubeke itiye singo baphuzela itiye, ngena inkonzo uqhutshekwe nenkonzo.
You think, how are you going to arrange accommodation for all these people? They say, don't worry. They say, don't worry about that. It's simple, it's easy. There's a tree over there. All the men will go and sleep under that tree. There's another tree that side. All the ladies will go and sleep under that tree. They just drag their bag closer, put it there, use it as a pillow, sleep over there. The only thing you've got to be concerned about is to have them some water in the morning that they're able to wash and prepare themselves, and then you make them some tea, and then they're ready for the service.
Mawusondela kubo bandlu zam ukuthi awu kodwa besingenza kanje. Hayi, thina sizenkonzweni, angithi asibiza asike makithi. Mase sifike makithi ukeke sokushaya esikuthanda kodwa la size esontweni nje inkonzo sifunayo.
And they say, you know, don't worry about us. We decided we wanted to come and attend the service. It's not your problem where we're going to sleep. We'll see to that ourselves. Yes, if we're invited somewhere else where we have to pay something, whatever, that's a different story, but this is not your problem.
Ah, thina nje umbhedi umuntu omlalisa kuwona South Africa funa akaqalaza ukuthi mina ngizolala la ayibona ukuthi u sisekude nomnyango wakuyezulwini.
And but here in South Africa, you give a person a bed and then they still look down at this bed and say, me sleep on such a bed like this, you expect me to sleep here? You can see that we are still far from the portals of heaven.
Thina la sinenala yabafundisi, sinenala yabasiza ngokomoya ehamba eMozambique. Inkonzo ithi mayiphuma ulayini kulungisiswe kuze kuyongena inkonzo elandelayo, kumiwa ngoba sengena inkonzo. Hawu thina siyabusa, thina siya ucingo ngingakubona yini. Awu umntwana kaNkulunkulu ma kanje ngiyaxoxa khona ngisebusiness. Angisayiki ukuyolungisa mina, isikhathi benginaso lesamanje. Siyancengwa ngokukholwa kwethu. Lapha abantu bakhona bayakuhluphekela ukukholwa kwabo. Umfundisi uza namandla nawo, naye afaka amandla akhe ekuhlangana endawonye kube into emnandi.
And they really are so diligent also to make right their lives. Yeah, we've got abundance of ministers, an abundance of churches, an abundance of everything. They really appreciate the little bit that they receive. If they get the opportunity to make right, they make a queue after the service and they really use every possible minute, every available minute, and you only have to stop when you have to maybe start with the next service. And so they use that opportunity. But here, what do? We find somebody, can I maybe see you? Can I come and speak to you? Because I'm still a bit busy right now. And a person just gets upset and offended. Well, I'm not going to make my life right anymore if that's the case. You see, we've got to plead with the believers here in South Africa.
UNkulunkulu bengasiza asiphe inhliziyo efana nalabo abantu balapha eMozambique. Hayi singabe ibandla elivutha ngenye indlela.
Oh, if the Lord would give us the heart of the believers there in Mozambique, I believe we would be a church that would be on fire for God.
Uma umuntu efika ephethwe ikhanda akafika athi ngicishe ngiphathwe angazi noma ikhanda noma isiso, umiso nosakhe siyikhanda siyikhanda. Oh thina funa mangisuka nje kumfundisi ngisuka isithunzi sami esingehlanga. UNkulunkulu athi ekhombile ukuthi wena unenhliziyo embi awuthetheleli. Mangifika kumvuma isifuna ngifike ngicwece ukuze isithunzi sami singezukwehla, ngithi empeleni mina nganginga yabona ukuze athi maye ngibheka abone ukuthi shuthi sekuright ngangingathetheleli. Laphaya angithetheleli, mangingathetheleli manje. Kuhlaza kunjalo ukubeka etafuleni uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngithi kuthiwa sizilethe noma zibovu, zinjena-ke zami ngizibeke ukuze zisiwe la zifanele ukuthi ziye khona.
And then they don't beat about the bush when they come for counseling. They call a spade, whatever it is, they call it by its name. They don't try and, you know, make it sound better than what it is. Like maybe when we come for counseling and we've got a sin that we hold grudges and we don't forgive, and then we'll come and we maybe say, well, I used to not forgive. You know, you want to try and make it sound a little bit better. There they say, no, I bring my sin exactly as it is. As the Bible says, even though your sins are as red as scarlet, they'll become as white as snow. So bring them as they are, red as scarlet. We have got such an abundance of everything that eventually we don't even know what to do with it anymore. We've got so many services that eventually we don't even know what we should do with them.
Kodwa bona ithuba nethuba noma lincane kangakanani uma libabiza nje sihlale silalela inkonzo bakujabulela kahle.
But they use each and every opportunity. It's precious to them.
Kwakathi uNkulunkulu angasiza nathi sibe naloko kulangazelela, sibe nako ukuqonda ukuthi kuningi namhlanje kodwa kuyadlula futhi masinyane.
So may the Lord grant us that longing for his word. Yes, we may have an abundance today, but remember, it may pass by and it may not be the same always.
Ukudla lokho esinakho okuningi size sichithe. Eh, iyaqhuma inhliziyo uma ubona laba bantu. Akuyi ngisho angazi noma ngathi akuyi ngisho neucizo. Bayakwazisa into abanayo ukuthi le nto ngiyiphiwe ngomusa. Uthini esinenala size singabe sisazi sizoyenzani lenala esinayo.
You know, there in Mozambique, they appreciate all the food they receive. Yeah, we've got so much that eventually you just throw out. You don't even finish it all off. You just throw it out. But there, even a slice of bread, they don't despise. They appreciate it.
Uyendlini yabesonto labesontela khona. Thina sinenale amathishu. Siwasebenzisa amathishu wafica egcwele yonke indawo ngani noma suke indlela yokuveza ukuthi thina sisebenzisa amathishu. Ngeke uthole ngishe lodwa iphepha. Ngobani? Bakuthatha njengento yabo eyigugu kube kudinga ukuthi bayinakekele.
Now we've got so many, just another example, tissues for example, that after a service you maybe even see some tissues lying all over on the floor. I don't know why you want to maybe boast that you've got tissues or what it might be. I don't understand it. But there you won't see a piece of paper lying on the floor. They keep it all together and they don't let it lie around.
Size sikulahle okunye ngamabomu sisebenzisa ukuthi uma sesesiqoqa thina bazokwenzani hey bazalwana ngathi nake nihambe nibone.
And if you can look at the church premises where they have their services, it is clean, it's spotless. You don't see maybe a tuft of grass somewhere standing up that shouldn't be where it is should be, or maybe leaves just strewn around. They make sure it's clean. It's tidy. We even throw things down because we say, you know, when those people come, they have to clean up. What will they have to do if we don't leave something for them to do?
Uyemakhayabo. Go clean.
Go to their homes. It's clean.
Tina, funa sisha ucingo. Monga sha ucingo tuzofia gamzala nusbanban. Kabanda bo funduk sleleka. Uguti bazo figa. Basheche baschebanga van bafige nje. Bo na bafani nat. Bazalwan. Wathi uNkulunkulu angasenzele umusa sifunde nakulaba abancanyana mhlamba abadelelekile sifunde nakubo.
So may the Lord help us that we will truly learn, and even from those that are maybe despised in our eyes, that we learn from them.
Phuzu lokugcina,
my last point.
Uma laba bakadokotela laba bevakashile bezodla nabo, ngithi ngishilo ukuthi abafani ngokwebala namasikapho. Uma besukile bayovakasha amakhaya abo kwenza ukudla kula makhaya bedla nabo. Intshumayelo edlula ukufunda uGenesis uziyophuma esambulweni. Intshumayelo ephelele no-amen omkhulu ukuthi awu engafani nami afika zodla nami la entuthwini isimanga. Kwangathi nabo bangekulahle lokho bakubambe sisi.
And just the last point concerning those at Mozambique. They sometimes invite people to come to their homes, and they invite these doctors and those, the staff from the clinic, and they go, and remember they are now not of the same skin color. Now let me tell you, that in itself, that they prepared to go there and eat together with them of their food, sitting in the smoke of the fire that is where the food is cooked, that is a sermon that surpasses any sermon that you can get from Genesis to Revelation, and that even surpasses the greatest amen that you can shout.
Ukubona odokotela wala ekhaya beqoba besika inyama benza ukulungiswa kubepheka omamdokotela hayi noma ungashumayela uqale ku Genesis uziyophuma esambulweni sezambulo ufunda ama concordance wenzini alingeni kahle lelo kodwa lokwenza hayi masingabamba lapho bazalwane. Ubone futhi nalabazali ukuthi bazizwa ngempela ukuthi nathi impela singafani sikwazi ukusondela sibambe into eyodwa nabo. Thina hoyi laphi siyakwitiza thina sikhuluma isingisi ngumadam mina ukuthiwani ngubasi ubasi ophuphile obhedayo umuhluleke ukubamba lama basic principles enginitshela wona namhlanje.
And when you see this lady doctor even busy cutting up the meat, helping there, and just being the same as everybody else and doing what has to be done. Let me tell you, that sermon that is of your deeds, that surpasses any other sermon that you can preach with your lips, even from the best concordance that you can think of. But what are we like? We say, no, you know, I'm a madam, I'm a boss. What kind of a boss or madam are you if you fail to follow the basic principles of Christianity?
Ukhona ubaba la ekhaya ujwayele ukusho ukuthi uma ngabe ungakwazi ukusebenza ukuthi uyenze lento ungeza kanjani uzongitshela ukuthi napa manje ba ngiyangenza isibonelo nampa abasebenzi bakhala ukuthi ayi mabasabathe basusa lesi speaker sisuke kodwa una ukazi ufike kusona lesi speaker usibone ukuthi size singasuki ngempela yini nawe sizobika ukuthi ayi impela nje inkinga inkulu ispeaker sivuma ukusuka ungakazi ufike khona ngamanye amazwi usifundisa ukuthi yenze njani fika thinta yenza bese uyakhuluma.
Now we've been taught don't try and remote control everything. Maybe somebody they report you here, there's a problem with this speaker and whatever, let's just say an example, we can't move it from this place, and then you pass on that now there's a big problem with the speaker, but you never went there yourself to go and have a look and see what the problem is. There's something missing if you're not doing it like that.
Ngiyathanda kabi leyo ntshumayelo kamalume, umalume uDidma. Ngiyithanda kabi. Musu thinta yenza bese ke uyakhuluma.
I love that message from Malume that says stop talking and start doing and then things will happen.
Ushayisha uthwala izandla ekhanda, we kungaphezu kwami ke Nkosi yami, abanye nemakhunywa eMozambique kuvana, oh imalaria Nkosi yami siyoba yini? Awukakathinti awukakenzi sewukhulumile. Thinta yenza bese uyakhuluma.
Don't start quickly by speaking. First do. First try. See what you can do. And then you know what you're talking about.
Ngicela sifundise lenkosi encwadini ngokukaMarko.
So let's read the Lord's word from the Gospel according to Mark.
So funda uverse number 43.
Chapter.
Isahluko 14.
Chapter 14, verse 43.
Isingeniso sentshumayelo angizushumayela ngalo kodwa nje ngiyadlula kuleliso.
I won't preach on it, but it's just as per introduction.
Skathi sikhona la le Mozambique.
Now one night while we were there in Mozambique, I tried to sleep, but sleep fled from me.
Kwabekeka ufika lelizwi ngaze ngavuka ngayebhavu ngenza amanothi ngalo.
And then this word came to me while I was lying awake, and I went to the bathroom, and there I started taking notes on this word.
Kwaze kwabekeka iculo. And then
there was even a song that came to my heart, but I'm not so gifted in singing, so I won't sing it to you.
Kodwa leli culo la labekeka ngaze ngabhala futhi namazwalo ngalobu busuku.
But that night, that song was laid in my heart, and I even wrote down the words of this song, of this hymn.
LingesiNgisi kanti manje nangesiNgisi angimuhle kahle.
Now, it's in English, and even my English is not perfect.
But one
day, maybe if my English is perfect, I might sing it to you.
Leli zwi silithola ku Mark 14, verse 43. Kuthiwa khona masinyane sakhuluma, kwafika uJuda, omunye wabayishumi nambili, enesixuku esinezinkemba nezinduku, zivela kubaphristi abakhulu nababhali namalunga.
And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders.
Kepha omkhaphelayo waye banike isiboniso sokuthi lo engiyakumanga nguye, mbambeni nihambe naye nimqinise.
Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under God."
Singayifunda ke kusukela ekuqaleni nesahluko size sisiqede.
Now you can go and read it from the beginning of the chapter right till the end of it.
Manje uma kubeke kalelizwi lase liba noma ngesikhathi sengilifundile kwakuningi okungibulekayo.
So when I read this word, there was so much that was revealed to me.
La sifunda indaba ukuthi uJuda wayengomunye wabayishumi nambili.
Here we read that Judas was one of the 12.
Ngamanye amazwi abafundi bakaJesu noJesu babe umndeni njengomndeni owodwa bephila ndawonye.
So in other words, the disciples, together with the Lord Jesus, they were like a family unit that lived together.
UJesu ephakathi kwabo ebahola labafundi bakhe.
And Jesus was in their midst, leading these disciples.
Phakathi kwalabafundi uJuda wayengomunye noma nguyo wayethe ukunikezwa isikhundla engathi sasithe ukuthi xaxa ngoba uyo waye umphathi isikhwama.
And Judas, being amongst the disciples, had even a slightly elevated position because he was the purse bearer.
Asiz ukuthi abanye abafundi babehlupheka babe nomona ngokuthi uJuda yena unikezwe lesi sikhundla sokuthi aphathe imali.
Now we don't read about the other disciples that they were troubled in any way or jealous that Judas had been given this position.
Kodwa uJuda kulesi sikhundla enikezwe sona angazi noma ubuthaka bangena ngokwesikhundla akanikezwa sona angazi.
Now I don't know what went wrong and how it went wrong with Judas, whether maybe it came in through the fact that he was trusted with the money.
Ngoba abanye abafundi laba aba 11 kanye noJesu kwakudinga ukuthi bacele kuye phela imali iphethwa uyena noma ngabe banohamba funa bacele kuJuda noma ngabe ukudla kukho kumele bacele kuJuda.
Because Jesus and the other disciples, they had to always go to Judas if they needed anything, if there was maybe a trip, if there was maybe some food required, they had to go to Judas and ask of him, please, may we have some money.
Angazi ukuthi konakalaphi kuJuda ze abone lo mndeni wakubo lobu budlelwano obuhle bakubo abone bungesebuhle kuyena.
I don't know when it happened with Judas, that wonderful fellowship that they had together as the disciples, as like a family, when it wasn't so wonderful to me anymore.
Angazi ukuthi kwangenaphi kwaqhamuka ngapi ukuthi lesi sikhundla kanikezwe kusona sibe asibone sesisikhulu noma esenamandla ukuthi usengakwazi ukukhipha kuso akhokhela izinto akangagunyeziwe kuzona.
I don't know how it happened that Judas saw himself so great, so important now, that he could take the authority from himself to start paying for certain expenses or certain things for which he hadn't been authorized to do.
Kodwa makabonge uJesu onokuhlakanipha okujulile owazi izinto zifihlakele wayazi ukuthi siqhubeka sihamba sikhonza siqhubeka kodwa laphakathi kwalabo abayishumi nambili usibanibani uzongikhaphela.
But thank God for the wisdom and the knowledge that Jesus had, that he knew beforehand that as they were going around and as they were doing what they were doing, he knew in their midst there's a betrayer.
Ngeke singene kukho ngoba indaba siyayazi, kodwa uma ufunda amavesi angasemuva kwalawo esiwafundile uyathola uJesu kube sengathi uzama ukumvezela inhliziyo yakhe uJuda, uthi weJuda noma engalibizi igama lakhe kodwa kube ngathi uyamvezela ukuthi weJuda kahle kahle ngiyazi ukuthi iqhubekani kuwe.
Now we can't go and delve into depths into it, but if you would read some of the verses prior to this, you would find that Jesus was trying to help Judas without calling him by his name, but he was trying to point out to Judas, I'm very well aware with what you are busy with.
Uzenze ngisho nemfanekiso ezama nanokuthi nakuba bafunda abalungiselele imqondo yabo ukuthi bangalokho befuna ukuthi kahle kahle kanti kuJesu kwenzakalani sihamba naye kaSethembe uze uyasho uJesu uthi omunye wenu lo engifaka kanye naye esitsheni uyabona kwaba sobala ukuthi ubani ofake noJesu kodwa noma kunjalo akusanga kuJuda ngoba inhliziyo yayikhonkwe ngabe isikhundla nezivumelwana sezenze ngaphandle komndeni wakubo.
And Jesus tried to open their eyes in such a way that the disciples would not, now all feeling that Jesus is mistrusting them, but he even said openly, the one who's dipping his bread with me, that one will betray me. And everybody could see who that was who was doing that. And still, Judas didn't come to his senses. I don't know what it was, whether it was because some agreements that he had made before that time that the rest of the family, so to say, with the disciples, were not aware of, or what it was, I don't know.
We are born ubuhlungu obufika enhlizweni yami ngathi hawo wayenza into ebuhlungu uJuda wabashiya abafowabo wawushiya umndeni wabahamba ngemumva ayohlangana nezitha wayobadayisa ezitheni bathi simunye kanti sesihlukene.
Oh, my heart ached when I think of Judas, the betrayer, who said when he was in front of them, I'm one with you, I'm part of the family. But then he went behind their back, and there he betrayed them, and he sold them off, and so to say, stabbed them in the back.
Angazi ukuthi kwakungasasini kuJuda eqala izingxoxo zakhe ukuthi kodwa lo muntu engixoxa ngaye engisenhlelweni ngaye ukuba ngimdayisele kulabantu kodwa uyazi amaqhinga engiphezukwawo.
I don't know why Judas didn't even think while he was busy negotiating and talking with the enemy and saying how he will hand him over to them, how he didn't even, it didn't even dawn on him that Jesus actually was aware. The one that I'm selling, he knows what I'm busy with.
Nathi njengalokhu sihleli la namhlanje, uJesu uyazi. Futhi uJesu sekhulumile mhlambe nawe. Wakutshela ukuthi wena sibani bani nakho busy nakho okungesikho lokho abantu abakwazi ngakho. Okungesikho lokhu mina Jesu engikulindele kuwe kodwa senze njani siyaqhubeka nalezo zinto uJesu asixwayise zona.
And I don't know, maybe Jesus has warned you and spoken to you and said you busy with something that I didn't call you to do, that other people don't know you for, and that you shouldn't be busy with.
Buku Judas usehambe waya kulabantu uma ngithi ngiyafunda kube sengazi ukuthi ufike wampenda uJesu wamenza umuntu owundlavini wamenza umuntu oyisilwi wamenza umuntu oyisixhwangu xhwangu uma sebeqhamuka labantu baphethe inkemba labantu baphethe imshiza bazolwa nomuntu ongalo kodwa uJesu bazi ukuthi uJuda akasekho busy nalokho okubhizi ngakho la ekhaya usebhizi nezinto zakhe.
And Judas went to the enemy and he painted, must have painted Jesus pitch black to them. They must have thought this is one of the worst criminals that is on the face of the earth. Because when they came to arrest him, they came with a large crowd. They came with swords. They came with clubs to fight somebody who doesn't fight. But Jesus knew Judas was busy with something that he and the disciples wasn't busy with.
Kodwa nalapho sebefika uyeza uJuda uzokwenza uphawu akalivumelene nezitha ukuthi yabonake lo ngiyosondela kuye ngimange sondelani kuye yizwa amaza kawasho nimbambe nimqinise.
And look at Judas and the plans that he had. He said, the one I will kiss is the man. And listen to his words. He says, seize him and lead him away under God.
umesondela uJuda uJesu ukhuluma naye uJuda uthi impela uyanikela ngindodana yomuntu nakhona lapha kusi ukuthi oh lo muntu ongitshele ngisahlela namanje noma ngiza mina ngesmile ngizomanga ngithi awu Jesu phela ngoba ngiyafika bengingekho how my friend how my bosom how my shen lami ngizomanga kodwa uyabona ukuthi uJesu lalela uthengisa ngomphefumulo ongenacala kwadla ukuthi ivumelwano usezenzile engabe esesayinile angazi kodwa wathengisa ngomphefumulo ongenacala.
And when he came to Jesus and kissed Jesus, Jesus even said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? He knew exactly what Judas was busy with. But I don't know what it was that Judas even there didn't come to his senses. He just made as if Jesus was his bosom friend, in the meantime selling him to the enemy.
UJesu uyasazi noma sesifike esontweni sifaka uthayi sesithobile sesihle kodwa uyazi ukuthi thina kade samthengisa uJesu enhlizweni zethu sesiyahamba nje iuniform yokuthi hayi ngoba usenhlanganyelo nabo kodwa usekho munye nabo.
And even if you come to the service with your suit and your tie and you dress so smartly for the Sunday service, but Jesus knows your heart. He knows you've sold him long ago, you've betrayed him, and it's just the outward form. Yes, you're making as if you're one with him, but you're no longer one with him.
UJesu wayazi ngisho nangenani akathengiswe ngalo uthi uJuda ukhokhe imalini ukuze anikele ngoJesu.
And he even knew about the price that Judas was going to receive, and he said, Judas, what did you get? What price did you get for betraying the Son of Man?
UJesu yazi mntwana kaNkuluNkulu uhleli la ukuthi wena umthengisile ngenhlebo ngokuhleba wathengisa ngoJesu wakho. Ilona nani olikhokhile.
And Jesus knows that you have betrayed Jesus maybe through your slandering. That's the price that you get.
UJesu uhleli la uyazi ukuthi uhleli la kodwa umthengisile uJesu wahlukana noJesu ngenxa yokusola.
And Jesus knows you've sold him, and how have you sold him? By your criticism.
Mhlamba ukusola kwakho akakaphumeli ngaphandle ukuthi uxoxele abantu ukuthi yabona mina impela lo gesi okhanyiswa libalela ilanga uyashisisa nelanga vele liyashisa kuyinto edla wena kodwa uJesu uyayazi ingakaphumi.
Maybe you haven't even uttered it yet. It's still in your heart. Maybe you've got some things that just churn inside your heart, like, oh, I don't know why they let the light shine, and it's broad daylight, and now the sun is hot, and the lights are also hot, you know, and all of that churns inside of you, but Jesus knows those thoughts even before you've uttered them.
Mhlambi nani wena olukhokhile lakuhlukanisa noJesu leyo lokuthi awubantu chana ke impela keke sekushoda abashumayeli sesoze shunyazwe nayi ingane ontokoza ingane ezifika izolo la kasiza abantu.
And now you may be saying, my, you know, are they running short of preachers that they even send young people like Ntogoza to come and preach at us? Somebody who just came to the mission yesterday.
Mhlambo okwakho ukuthengisa uJesu umthengise ngokurate abantu. Ucha mina ngizwa amakhuluma ubani, ngizwa amakushumayela ubani. Awusemunye kulomndeni walapha ekhaya, waleli ikhaya likaJesu. Sewuziqambele yakhe indlela sewunama nabantu abama favorites akho.
And then you write preachers and you write them and oh yeah, this one is fine, that one no, not so good. And so you write people, you're no longer one with God's family and united with them, one in spirit. No, you have started your own way and your own way of doing things.
USathane ukuphambanisela ukhona enkonzweni wakunikeza ipeni elibovu uyamaka bese thini ke mayethi question mark akhamsani ke nami lokho sewunezinto ezikufithayo nezingakufithi kodwa khumbula uthando lakho lwaqala la use umfundi kaJesu usemunye noJesu usenobudlelwano obuqinile noJesu zazinjani izinto empilweni yakho.
And right in the service the devil can come and just come into your mind and into your heart while The preacher's busy preaching. You are busy writing, or you're busy correcting and saying, well, that I can agree with, that I don't agree with, and so on. But what was it like when you just came to Christ, when you were on fire and you had that first love towards him? Was it like that as well?
Isenzo sika Judas samhlukanisa nalomndeni omuhle, samhlukanisa nabafowabo, samhlukanisa nobaba wakhe, waba ngaphandle, waba ngoqalekisiwe okunanamhla sifunda ngesenzo esimbi akasenze.
Judas's deed separated him from this wonderful family of the Lord. It separated him from the Lord Jesus himself, and he was then outside. And he was cursed. And until today, we read of it, of what Judas did.
Now, Jesu, ubekufisela, ubethanda, ukuba nenhlanganyelo nawe, kodwa umbuzo, uyamvumela yini, uyavumana ukwakha leyo bond no Jesu na.
Jesus longed to have fellowship with you. But tell me, are you willing to have that bond, that close bond and fellowship with the Lord Jesus?
UJesu ntombazane yamenhle ukuthandile ubefisa kangakanani ukuthi ube ingxenye ube inkosazane kulomndeni waka Jesu ube nobudlelwane obuqinile noJesu ngabuya mvumela na noma umvumeli.
You dear girl, Jesus wanted you to be part of this family, to have that fellowship with him, that unity, that warmth of that fellowship. But are you willing for that?
Utayisa ngobuzibulo bakho, utayisa ngesikhundla sakho uJesu akakubeke kuso ngenxa yamazwana yize yalo yamfana nje ngoba ngokutebhisa kwakhe iblukwe sewudliwe yilokho wena.
And you sell off your firstborn right, that which Jesus wanted to give you, and that which is your inheritance, just for that boy who lets his pants drag or hang down or whatever, and then you look at that and you get taken up by that.
Uphume ekhaya lakwenu uyinkosazana enyathela ingcivaze azancinciza uyise wakhe athi awuyanyathela intombi yami madoda. Wathi uma ufika ezweni lokuhamba wakhohliswa ngesilephu sikashokholethi usudayisa ngegugu ngenxa yento eyize.
And you are honored in your home. You may be the oldest girl, or you so precious in your family. But then you go and you go somewhere and you get taken up by a slab of chocolate that somebody gives you, and you sell off all of that which you had received.
Udayise ngegugu labazali bakho ngenxa yokukhohliswa uthando olubhedayo.
And you sell that love of your parents, that precious love that they have for you, what for that other flirting love which only lasts for a short while?
Sibuku Judas, sikwethu Judas wayengenwe yini? Kukangaki silahla sidayisa amagugu uJesu akasinikeze wona ngezinto eziyize na?
Just look at Judas. How often don't we sell off and sell that treasure that God has given to us?
Udayise ngegugu, uNkulunkulu akubusise ngabazali abahle, abazali abakuthandayo, abazali abakunakekelayo, abazali abakufundisa ngoJesu. Afika uSathane ahlebeze kuwe athi ayidayisa ngalezi zinto wena. Ubaba wakho uqinisa kakhulu, ubaba wakho uqinisa umthetho kakhulu. Kufanele uphile ukhululeke, ungaphili uboshiwe. Wakhululeka namhlanje ukhululeko wawuthi ukulandele kuseyikho lokho awukufuna na?
God has given you wonderful parents who love you, who nurture you, who look after you, who care for you, and who treasure you. And then the devil comes and he whispers in your ear and he says, no, they're too strict. Their discipline is too harsh on you. You should be free to do what you like. Oh, and then you get your freedom. And what, when you get the result of your freedom, is that still what you were looking for?
mhlambe wena utayisanga amagugu akho uwadayisiswa abangane olingana nabo mhlambe uze wanikela ngokuyigugu wakhohlwa uJesu nezifundiso akakufundise zona ngenxa mhlambe abantu abafana nami engifike kuwe ngakhuluma kahle ngathi hayi wena ivangeli liyasikhulula kufanele sibe ngabakhululekileyo kusho iBhayibheli yebo iBhayibheli lithi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu singabakhululekileyo ukukhululeka kwethu sikhululwiwe ezonweni kodwa sange sikhululwe ukuhamba sibhukude ezonweni bese sithi iyona nkululeko esinikezwe uJesu leyo.
Maybe it's not your friends who deceived you. Maybe it's somebody like me, a preacher, somebody who's a preacher of the gospel that comes to you and says, no, you know what? You are under a yoke. You are in bondage. You need to be set free. You've got to be liberated. Jesus came to set us free. Yes, Jesus did come to set us free. He came to set us free from sin, not set us free so that we can commit sin.
Mhlambe wawumama ohlonishwayo ngevangelo obuliphila ngisho nangokugqoka kwakho ngokwenza kwakhe izinto indlela okhonza ngayo umndeni wakho. Kodwa kwafika omama mfundisi abashumayela kahle sebefaka amapensela sebeqhwashazela phezulu bathi hayi man uphethe lidala ivangeli thina satholela isikhululayo wasuka kwekade zikwenza uhlonipheke wafaka ezikwenza ube umqwayizi namhlanje kuthi uyiyona nkululeko.
And then you maybe as a mother and a family and a mother in the church you were very dignified. And the Lord had taught you how to conduct yourself as a woman in the church. And then you get these other ladies that now come, and they come and they say, no, you know what? We've been set free. We're no longer in the bondage. We don't have to be submissive to our husbands. We have been set free. We are free to do what we like. You must also be set free. And then you sell that which you had, and you take on which they've got, and you become like a prostitute.
We are talking about you, Gutao. Lobu bumnandi leli wayina limnandi ebeliphakathi kwami nomnyeni wami nomndeni wami kukuhle sinobudlelwano obuhle benziwa yini inkinga nje ukuthi muthi uyaqhamuka nje vane ukuthi xhifika umnyeni wakho ukuthi ei angimazi ke mina ngishadanga ke nentombazane ngashada nonkosikazi oyihloniphayo walandela inkululeko wadayisa ngegugu lakho.
And now even your husband has to look at you and say, well, I didn't get married to such a person. You see, you've sold off that treasure that you had and you fetched something else now, which is a curse.
Oh, unsizwe enhle. Wafika uSathane wakuhlebezela ngezinto abathi uzoba islovers, uzoba umjitha wena ukhe intweni. Awuzwe nakho kancane, don't siphule yodwa. Uyisigqila namhlanje, ugqila zowutshwala, ugqila zoyinsangu. Nangaphezu kwalokho unikezwe i-freedom na iSouth Africa yakithi ekuthiwa hayi nansi insangu dayisana insangu ukuze nenze umnotho. Umnotho onjani obulala isizwe na?
And as you as a young man, you've been deceived by that message of freedom where they say, you know, be free, man, be a man. Just take one pull of this cigarette or of the Zol. And then you do that and you become an addict. You become a slave to that thing and you're not free any longer. Although you say now you've been given the freedom, you can even plant marijuana if you like in South Africa and sell it.
Ucabanga impela kuthi hayi silandele inkululeko esayivotela tshalana insangu. Mase uthi uyilandele khululwa ngobuhle yomnotho bese kuthiwa nekuncane nje okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe yini kuzosiza ngokwemedicine. Kodwa amaphilisi agcwele lapha yako lasithenga khona lezi tole enkulu namakhemesi. Asikaze sitshele uthatha kwengane sidinga ukukutshala. Kodwa nje lokho kuwumbulalazwe kuthiwa tshalani insangu khona nizobhubha nani. Nani hey, inkululeko yethu sikhululekile kuthiwa siyitshale. Sitshale insangu manje sesikhululekile. Le nsangu etshalwayo namhlanje sizovuna kungekudala. Njoba sesivele sesiqalile sivuna.
Now, yes, they come with a very sly trick and they say, no, it's to make medicine, you know. It's cannabis. We're just producing cannabis. But we haven't been needing that all along, and now all of a sudden they come, and so people are free now to plant their dacha, and they say, oh, we're going to get rich, we're going to be well off, you know, we're going to be prospering because of all of this. Let me tell you, not long from now, you're going to reap a bitter harvest of that marijuana that you've planted, and you've already started harvesting.
uJudas naye kukhona ayethenjiswe khona. Angiboni ukuthi bamvezele ukuthi lempama njengoba imhlophe ngala imnyama ngapha. Wajabula ukuthi hayi ngiyamthengisa uJesu. Lokho ayethenjiswe khona zange bamtshele sewumthengisile ukuthula. Inhlanganyalo nayo izokulahlekela isigcino wena uyozihenga uzozibulala wena ngesenzo sakho.
Now to Judas, those that he was in cahoots with, they didn't tell him, look, the hand is white on the one side, but the other side of the palm of hand is a different color. And therefore, it's got there two sides to this thing. Yes, they promised him money. They promised him all sorts of things. But they didn't say at the end of it, he's going to lose his peace and eventually commit suicide by hanging himself.
Bantabasha sivezelwe inkululeko phuma phansi kwejoka sibone sikhululekile impela singatshela ukuthi emva kwenkululeko kuqhamuka izingane ezidinga ukondliwa emva kwenkululeko kukhona ukufa emva kwenkululeko kukhona ohunga kukhona onsanga thiwa inkululeko nje nizokhululeka kukhona umnotho nizonotha mase kumele kuvunwe emnothweni kube khona ukukhala nokugedla kwamazini.
Yes, they come with promises of prosperity. Yes, you're going to be free. You can plant as much dacha as you like. You're going to prosper. It's going to go so well. But they don't tell you, after that freedom, there are going to be children that are going to be resulting from that, that need to be looked after, that need to be fed. They won't tell you that after this, there's going to be hunger, there's going to be addiction, there's going to be all sorts of other things that you didn't reckon with at the beginning.
Uvume nawe Jude ukuzohlukaniswa nabayishu. Nambili ufuna ukuphuma na uthi hayi ake ngiphume ngibona kuzokwenzakalani ngiyothesta lenkululeko eshiwoyo kanti uyothesta ukufa.
Judas was one of the 12, but he said, no, I want to be free. I want to go out a bit. I want to go and taste the freedom. What's it like if I do something different? And what did he taste? Death.
Likhona iculo eliculwayo engeke ngalisho ngathi lafika ngalelo langa.
As I said, on that day when this word came to me, there was also a song laid in my heart, but I won't sing it to you, I'll just relate some of the words of the song.
Don't lose your vision. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Beseliti, keep your eyes on Jesus.
Beseliti, amehlo akho webhekisa kuJesu.
Beseliti, many brethren and many friends have lost their vision, but don't ever lose your vision of Jesus.
Beseliti, abaningi abazalwane balahlekelwe umbono wabo ngoJesu kodwa wena ungalokothi ulahlekela umbono wakho ngoJesu.
Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on him. Many brethren and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision of him. Don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on him. Many brethren and dear loved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision of him. Hayi bengithi angizame nje.
But let me just give it a try.
Abaningi balahlekeliwe umbono kalo abathi bayamlandela.
Many have lost their vision of the very one whom they say they follow.
Kodwa kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa ukuba amehlo ethu angasuki kuye.
But may God help us that we won't take our eyes off him.
Ekugcineni ngicela siphethe ngalelizwi.
In closing, maybe close with this word.
Encwadini kaMateyu isahluko sesihlanu ivesi lika 14, 15 no 16.
In Matthew 5 verses 14, 15 and 16.
Nina ningukanya kwezwe umuzo wakhe entabeni ongesitheke.
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
Nomuntu kasokheli isibani asibeke ngaphansi kwesitsha kodwa usifaka uthini khona siyakukhanyisela bonke abasendlini.
Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket but on a stand and it gives light to all in the house.
Kanjalo makukhanye ukukhanya kwenu phambi kwabantu ukuba babone imisebenzi yenu emihle badumise uyihlo sezulwini.
In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
UJesu bekuyinkonzo yakhe le esentabeni.
That was part of the Lord's Sermon on the Mount.
Ngicela ukuphetha njengalamazwi kaverse 16 kanjalo makukhanye ukukhanya kwenu phambi kwabantu.
And I'd just like to close with these words from verse 16. In the same way, let your light so shine before others.
Kunabantu abakholwa kwabo kuncike kubantu abahamba phambi kwabo.
There are some people whose faith relies on those who go before them.
Kunabantu ekuphileni abathi ma bebona abaphambi kwabo beqina bethatha amandla beqhubeka bathola amandla okuqhubeka belandela.
There are those who are following when they see their leaders being strong, they also gain courage to be strong.
UJesu ke uthi kubafundi bakhe nina ningukukhanya kwezwe.
And Jesus said to his disciples, you are the light of the world.
Uthi nina ningumuzo wakhilo sentabeni ongesitheke.
He said, you are a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden.
Webala naye uJuda phakathi.
And Judas was amongst them when he said that to them.
Ethi nina ningukukhanya kwezwe.
He said, you are the light of the world.
Abantu babukela kini nina njengoba ningukukhanya.
People are looking up to you as you are the light.
Abantu babukela kini nilapha njengomuzo sentabeni. Bathi mabebuka kini noma kuba mnyama kangakanani izinto ezibazungezile. Kodwa mabephakamisa amehlo bebheka entabeni banifice nina ningukukhanya.
You are like a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And when it's dark all around, but people look at that city and they have hope in their hearts.
Nawe Judasi, usekhona kulaba bayishumi, ungukukhanya kwezwe, abantu bathi mabebuka babona ukukhanya.
And Judas was numbered amongst those 12 who were said they are the light of the world.
Kodwa lapho esexebuka uJudas laba bantu akade bebukela kuye bebukela kubo ngiyazibuza ukuthi engabe bathini bababuka kanjani laba abanye abafuna ukuthi uma kuphuma lo munye wabo ebesazi ukuthi bamunye namhlanje usephuma usezokeep information yangaphakathi ukuthi sizomthola kanjani uJesu phakathi kwabo angazi ukuthi ba ngiyakholwa ukuthi ukukhanya kwabo kwabafiphabele.
But I don't know that as Judas was numbered amongst those who were called the light of the world, as he now separated from them and he went to the enemy and he gave inside information about where and how they can find Jesus to arrest him, how they were being looked at by everybody that saw them as the light. But I think that light was dimmed.
Uma impilo yethu bazalwane ihamba ishona ezigodini sithela iyabadida abantu abalandela ukukhanya.
Now, if all of a sudden our light goes out, brethren, those who are looking at us, that confuses them.
Laba basalangazelela befisa ukuzohlangana naloku kukhanya. Ngenxa yalabantu abashona bevumbuluka ngempilo zabo benza badideke labo oh thina ke inkosi yami siyo sokwenze njani.
And if your light shines and then it goes out, then it shines and it goes out, those people who are looking on, those who need encouragement, when they look at that, they say, my, if it goes like that with that person, with those people, then what about us?
ngalezi insuku nga testa lento engikhuluma ngayo.
Now in these past days I had a bit of a taste of this which I'm speaking about.
Laphekhaya bekunelambu seliya libeli beliphela selikhombisa ukuthi liyaphela liyafa manje.
At home I had a light bulb and that light bulb was starting to flicker. It wasn't shining constantly anymore.
Abona loku libanika libanika ngaze ngathi hawo liyaphazimanizwe lemiyango.
And so it was flashing and then going off flashing and I thought, my, is there lightning outside?
Ukwenza kwalo ayi kwafika la khona ayimnandi lento angiyithandi lento eyenziwa ilento emahlweni nje nokwenza kwayo ayi saw noma leli lambu lelalisenza umsebenzi ofanele.
Eventually I got to the point where I had enough of this. I said, no more of this. This light isn't doing its proper job.
Alithandeki nobuhle balo nomsebenzi walo elibekelwe wona leli lambu. Alisawenza alisenza ukuthi sikujabulele lokhu ngenxa yalento eliyenzayo.
This light is no longer fulfilling its purpose for which it's there.
Ngafunda isifundo ngokomoya.
So I learned a spiritual lesson from that.
Uma impilo yami njengekholwa ibani banike icimi ibani banike kukhona abantu abacasukayo abaphatheka kabi ukuthi ayi yabona sikuthanda uma ukholwa kunje asikuthandi ngoba manje asikuboni kuyaqhubeka noma kuyemuva noma kuyeceleni kuyinto nje engathandeki.
You know, there are people looking on at us, and if our lives are like that, all of a sudden we shine, then we don't shine, then we shine, we don't shine. There are people that get fed up with it. They said, well, if that's the gospel, I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Ngithe ngasekuqaleni uJesu wayazi wazwa abalungiselela nabafundi bakhe ethatha laba babili wabadonsela eceleni thandazana sizohlangana nalokho wayeqonda okuzayo phakathi uJude ephakathi uJesu uyasazi nanjoba iBhayibheli isho uzobuya uyasazi namhlazane buye uma engabuya namhlanje ebusuku uyazi futhi usesixwayisi ukuthi sibanibani indlela ihambi kanje wena sibanibani ubhizi nalokhu kodwa senzani siyathalalisa ubani obonayo kodwa yena osezulwini ongafihlekele lutho owaziyo nokuthi wahlanganisani esakha uyazi ukuthi qhubekane enhlizweni zethu nasengqondweni zethu.
As I said earlier, Jesus knows us intimately. He knows what's going on in our hearts, where we stand spiritually. As I said, he knew all along about what was going on with Judas and what was in his heart. That's why he tried to prepare his disciples beforehand and maybe take two of them aside and warn them and say, you need to pray that you fall not into temptation and so on and so on. He would try and prepare his disciples, and Jesus is coming back and he knows us where we are when he comes back, whether we are ready for him or not, because he's warned us beforehand. And he's told you, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Nalo mhlangano ogcina beyokwenza isinqumo sokugcina ngoJesu. UJesu wayazi. Noma babeza, uJesu wayazi. Wayengakuvimba uJesu ukuthi kungenzeki. Kodwa wayefuna ukuba kwenzeke kugcwaliseke kubhalwe ukuze nathi bo Judas banamhlanje sifunde ngalo Judas.
And there at that last supper that they had, he for Lars gave them the last warning. He knew what was coming. And Jesus could have prevented it all from Judas from betraying him. But he went through it because it had to be like that. And it also had to be a lesson to modern Judases as to what's going to happen to them.
Wavumela uJesu njengomzali ededela ingane. Wasaba sayitshela ukuthi uzosha nunu akezwa. She ayizwa. She nana ayizwa. Ingasithinta isitofu isikhala kuyasa kuyokuthi ey hey bengitsheliwe umi ke yasithinta yasha phinda isithinte uJesu sibhale zonke lezi zixwayiso ukuba singafinyeleli kukho kodwa kukuthina ukuthi siyaxwaya singane lalelama makuthi ungathinti ingathinti noma sifuna ukuyodlula khona sifuna ukubona kuzokwenzakalani.
Now Jesus is like a patient parent that keeps on warning us and says, don't do that. Don't touch there. You're going to get hurt. You're going to burn. Don't touch it. And then the child eventually doesn't want to listen and touches the stove and gets burnt and then realizes, oh, that's what I was warned about, and won't ever do it again. And so Jesus is warning us, but if we don't want to hear, we'll have to feel. If we say, no, let's first do it and see if it's really going to be like he says it's going to be.
Ingane isebenzisa ungalaleli kwayo. Ithi masisithintile besibuye sizothi mama, shi mama, yona sizoxwayisa uma wayo ngokungezwa kwayo seyifundile sizothi ma, shi asingabi leyo ngane engezwa sibe ingane ezwayo ukuthi ayihambi lendlela. Lezi zinto esesizakhele zaba zithixo zethu esesizwa zona esesikontrolwa yizo. Uma uJesu esikhoma, uthi wena inkinga yakhe abangani, inkinga yakhe iselfoni, inkinga yakhe ukuhlepha, inkinga yakhe amagqubu. Sithi inkosi sisize sigxume sihlukane nakho namhlanje.
That child, because of its disobedience, now it's felt. Now that child will come back to the mother and say, mommy, it's hot, it burns. And now, thinking now it's helping the mommy and warning the mommy about it because it's felt what it's like. We shouldn't be like that disobedient child. If the Lord warns us and he says, destroy these idols in your life, be it your cell phone, be it your friends, be it whatever it may be, but listen to the Lord, obey the Lord in that.
UJudas waba ingane engafundi engalaleli. Yasha seyishile. Yangakwazi ukubuya ibuye izothi hey shi sekuyabhalwa ngaye ukuthi wenzani okungenzeka nawe ubhizi ngalokho isiphetho sakho sesibekiwe phambi kwakho le ndlela ohamba ngayo isiphetho sayo when uyosifaka entambeni mungayifakanga entambeni seziningi izinto namhlanje noma uyosifaka etrakini emgaqweni ubalekela isono sakho sikufice sesikuficile siyokuvalela phakathi emgodini esihogweni ushingu naphakade.
Now Judas no longer had the opportunity to repent from his disobedience like the child that's able to come back to the mommy and say, mommy, it's hot. He didn't have that opportunity. His end was that he committed suicide and he ended in that way. And you don't know what your end is going to be like, but the Lord is warning you. And it may very well be that you end up in suicide and having received the result of your disobedience and then entering into hell forever and ever.
These days, I also read about Judas.
Listen, so good naming.
And I was shocked what I read. Judas was, I think, somebody maybe who the Lord cared for. He tatazela, he tried to do everything for Judas.
That's
my own thinking.
Mangikubuka ube fana nomuntu uJesu ube mtatazelela.
He was trying maybe to help him wherever he could. Like a child, he is helped and said, don't do this, don't do that. But I think Judas' reaction in his heart grew harder because he was offended when he was told. He knew exactly, like you know.
Kodwa inhliziyo kaJuda yaqina yaba yakhonkeka ngoba wayazi kahle.
He was upset. If you ask me, when the Lord spoke about these things, he knew in his heart. Like you know in your own heart what's wrong.
And
you look like you belong to the family. You go to church, you do everything, but you're just a furniture that's grown dusty and rusty.
When ubukeka sengathi ungcenye umndeni yebo uhamba isonto ukhonza kanye nathi ugqoka kahle wenze yonke into kodwa ufana
ne. But you know your heart isn't here.
Kodwa ufana nesihlalo ukungahlaleki kusona
kugwele izinto. When the Lord speaks to you, you don't like it.
Inhliziyo yakho ayikho la
mayinkosi ikhuluma nawe. When the Lord sends somebody to you, you don't like it.
Mayinkosi ikhuza ukuthandi.
This is what I read. The devil came
uSatan wafika.
And put a thought. Listen, the devil came and put a thought into Judas' mind.
uSatan wafika. Watshala imicabango engqondweni kaJudas.
You open yourself to sin.
Wena uzivulele sonweni.
The devil will come and you'll put thoughts into your heart. And you'll wonder, where did this come from? Why is it happening? You know what? Be very careful. You open yourself, you open the door, and the devil will come and speak to you, and you think it's an angel of light.
Uvula umnyango uSatan uyangena utshala imicabango engqondweni yakho wena ucabanga ukuthi kuyingelosi yokukhanya.
May we take serious what the Lord says.
Kwangathi singalalela lokho inkosi akushona.
And that we humble ourselves.
Sizithobe.
And do what he says.
Senze lokho akushona.
Let us pray.
Asikhuleke.
Lord Jesus.
Nkosi Jesu.
You remember those days and those hours when this has happened.
Wena uyakhumbula lamahora lapho kwenzeke konke lokho.
But it was written after you even said to your disciples, everything is in your hands.
Kwabhaleka Nkosi ukuthi konke kusezandleni zakho.
Everything you know, it's up to us, Lord, that we should hark, listen, and obey.
Wena usuyazi konke Nkosi, kodwa kukuthina ukuba silalele, sivule izindlebe, sikwenze okushoyo.
And if the devil has whispered things into our thoughts and our minds, may we, Lord, be quickly to bring it to light.
Uma ngabe Nkosi uSatan ufikile ezohlebeza okuthize, imicabango ethize ezinhlizweni nasengqondweni zethu.
By your grace, work amongst us. May we be found all faithful and true to you. And if there is a Judas, may you use the time to bring the things to light. How small it may be seem in his eyes. Lord, prepare us for this week that lies ahead. As a church, Lord, you know what lies ahead. As you knew, Lord, the day would come when these things will all be revealed. But we pray for grace and mercy. That we will be found with you. On your side. Following you. Being light of this world. Keep us in your hands. Prepare us by your grace. Grant us strength and wisdom that only comes from you.
Siphe Nkosi amandla.
This we ask for your name's sake.
Amen. Amen.